Miami-Dade County debuts President Donald J. Trump Avenue. By Hannah Knudsen on December 3, 2024. Miami-Dade County, which President-elect Donald Trump flipped to red this presidential election, is honoring him by renaming one of their streets in his name. Hialeah's Palm Avenue will now be called President Donald J. Trump Avenue. President Donald J. Trump Avenue is official in Miami-Dade County. County Commissioner Kevin Marino Cabrera announced on Tuesday. Today, we ratified the City of Hialeah's initiative to honor President Trump's legacy of championing freedom and opportunity by co-designating Palm Avenue, a vital artery in our community, as President Donald J. Trump Avenue, he announced alongside a photo of Trump signing a sign. Miami-Dade County strongly supported President Trump during the election, and this designation serves as a lasting tribute to his leadership and vision for our nation, he added. The honor follows Trump's historic comeback victory, which saw him overcoming countless cases of lawfare, even getting a mugshot, and surviving an assassination attempt. Trump won the hearts and minds of many after the powerful and inspiring way he reacted after an assassin took an attempted kill shot at him in July, grazing his ear. Trump triumphantly stood up, pumping his fist and shouting, "Fight, fight, fight," to the crowd while blood streamed across the side of his face. It was not just that, however, that inspired Americans. Trump made gains with key demographics, including Hispanic voters. One of those examples can be seen right in Miami-Dade, traditionally a blue county. The New York Post notes that Hialeah has one of the largest Hispanic populations per capita in the U.S. Days ahead of the election, the county flipped from Democrats leading to Republicans leading in early and mail-in voting combined. And ultimately, it turned red in the presidential election for the first time in over 30 years. A final report from Miami-Dade County shows 1,104,596 voters casting their ballot. Of those, Trump got 605,590 of those votes to Vice President Kamala Harris's 480,355 votes. In other words, Trump won the county with 55.19% of the vote to Harris's 43.78%, a double-digit victory. Today, our community has spoken, Cabrera said at the time, announcing the county flipping for Trump. They have voted for their families, their livelihoods, and a future that promises to thrive under conservative leadership. This is more than a victory, it's a realignment that demonstrates that Miami-Dade voters agree with the principles of the Republican Party: lower taxes, less government, and more freedom, he added. All in all, Trump broke a Republican record for Hispanic support with his common-sense policies, and he has actually increased his favorability among Hispanic voters after the election as well. Trump won the election with 312 electoral votes and a national popular vote victory, further solidifying his America First mandate from the American people.